بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a concept that is extremely important as far as our aqidah, our belief system is concerned, and that is the concept of ru'yatullah, whether a person has the ability and has the capability to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, la tudrikuhu al-absar, that no gaze, no eyesight is able to fully comprehend and grasp Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And based on this verse, as well as a few other proofs, the Mu'tazila, who are one of the misguided groups, who attributed themselves to Islam and Iman, but were not part of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they asserted and affirmed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not capable of being seen, neither in this world nor in the hereafter, because Allah mentions that no gaze, no sight, no eye is able to comprehend Allah. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, on the other hand, our belief system, our aqidah, is that this particular verse refers to no gaze, no vision, no eyesight is able to comprehend Allah in this world. However, in the hereafter, in the akhirah, and particularly in Jannah, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create within the eye of man the ability and the capacity to witness and to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is supported by various verses of the Quran and a hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In Surah Al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٍ, that on the day of Qiyamah, there will be faces of certain people that will be illuminated, will be bright, will be shining, إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٍ, and they will be looking directly at their Rabb. So this very explicitly shows that in the hereafter, in Jannah, a person will have the ability to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we have the hadith of Hazrat Suhaib Rumi radiallahu anhu, which appears in Muslim Sharif, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, when the people of Jannah have entered Jannah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, or rather an announcement will be made, that, O people of Jannah, do you not wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you something more? So the response will come that, Alam yubayyid wujuhana, has Allah not already brightened our faces? Wa yunajjina minan nar, He has already saved us from the fire of Jahannam. Wa yudkhilna al-Jannah, He has already entered us into Jannah. In other words, what more can we now hope for? We have everything that we desire, everything that we are now, we can enjoy and take benefit from. And then at this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ, Allah will remove the veil that is blocking them from seeing Him, and they will then be given this bounty or blessing of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that they will not be given any bounty or blessing in Jannah more beloved to them than this particular favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with this, in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً, for those who will do good deeds, then Allah will give them a good reward, which is Jannah, and ziyada, Allah will give them something more. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says that this refers to the ability to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. So, لا تدركه الأبصار, no gaze, no eyesight is capable of comprehending Allah, of fully grasping Allah in this world. In the hereafter, it will be a different issue altogether. And this is within the capacity and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we know, in this world, a person is forced to eat, he becomes hungry, thirsty. In the hereafter, in Jannah, there will be no hunger, no thirst. In this world, if a person eats, he has to then relieve himself after some time. In the akhirah, there will be no urine or stool. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create these changes within the body of insan. So, لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ, that while no gaze, no eye is able to comprehend Allah, He, on the other hand, fully grasps every eye, every gaze, every vision. In other words, whatever you are seeing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see that as well. Whatever you are looking at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of that as well. وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ, and Allah is that being who is al-latif, who is subtle in the way he conducts himself amongst his creation. What is meant by this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very subtly creates different situations for insan, different laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down. Another meaning of the word latif, Allah is that being who is very soft, very pleasant as far as his dealing with his creation is concerned. He does not just pounce upon them and punish them the moment they stray or they err. Rather, he gives them respite. Al-Khabir, but Allah is all informed. So despite his soft way of dealing with his creation, he is all informed. He knows everything that they do. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ Allah then says that while you perhaps cannot see him with your physical eye, but Allah has created within the heart of a person or the mind of a person the ability to so-called see Allah by seeing the proofs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So basair, this word basair, as we can see, comes from the same root letters. Above we discussed the word absar, which refers to the physical eye or the physical gaze. Basair refers to insight, or as ulama say, the eye of the heart. So Allah says, different insights have come to you from your Rabb. In other words, different proofs by which your mind, your intellect, your heart is able to comprehend and understand Allah's might, Allah's greatness. فَمَنْ أَبْصَرَ فَلِنَفْسِهِ That person who will look at these proofs, in other words, he will look with the eye of the heart, he will look with the inner eye or the spiritual eye, فَلِنَفْسِهِ This will be for his benefit, he will be the one benefiting, it is not that Allah will benefit. وَمَنْ عَمِيَ And that person who wishes to be blind, فَعَلَيْهَا Then this will be to his own detriment. He will be the one who will lose out. وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِحَفِيظٍ Nabi alayhi salam then says, I am not your guardian. In other words, I am just going to convey the message to you. What you choose to do thereafter is left to you. وَكَذَلِكَ نُصَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ وَلِيَقُولُوا دَرَسْتَ وَلِنُبَيِّنَهُ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ Allah says, in this way, we explain our verses and there will be two groups. One group, when they see these verses and these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَقُولُوا دَرَسْتَ They will accuse Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and say, you are studying. In other words, you are studying the scriptures of the past. And this is where you are getting all your information from. And now you are just repeating this to us. So they will not accept that the Quran is divine. But the second group, Allah says, وَلِنُبَيِّنَهُ لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ We will explain our verses for that qawm, that group who has true knowledge. So from this we understand that true knowledge is that knowledge that takes a person to the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then tells Nabi alayhi salam, اتَّبِعْ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ That follow that which has been revealed to you from your Rabb. You continue upon what Allah has commanded you to do. لا إله إلا هو There is no deity besides Him. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ And turn away, leave aside those who associate partners with Allah. In other words, do not overdo it as far as warning them is concerned, or as far as trying to make sure they do what is correct is concerned. You follow what is correct and leave them. You convey the message to them, and thereafter let them do as they please. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكُوا If Allah wished, they would not have associate partners with Him. This is also part of Allah's decree and decision. وَمَا جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا Allah now repeats this, that we have not made you their guardian. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ And you are not responsible for them. So this is some consolation to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that despite them rejecting you, you will not be taken to task for this. Your duty is to merely convey the message of Allah to them, and thereafter it is their decision to believe, to accept, or to reject and disbelieve. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ